FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good Friday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Still missing the single occupant of a home that was reduced to rubble in an explosion early today in Rockville.
The call came in for a house explosion on Ashley Drive in Rockville.
There was a burning pile of rubble when we arrived.
Fire spokesman Pete Pieringer says the rubble spread across the neighborhood.
At least a dozen or so other homes have received some kind of damage, broken windows and things of that nature, but there's a very large debris field, and of course investigators be interested in analyzing some of that.
The residents of two homes were displaced by the damage, but no one was injured. Canine dogs are sniffing the rubble to help investigators determine a cause and perhaps search for a victim. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes is siding with lawmakers who say they see no evidence to support President Trump's claim he was wiretapped by his predecessor.
Pretty clear here. President Trump stands alone on his claim that he was wiretapped under the orders of President Barack Obama. That's because top members in both parties who have access to classified intelligence say that they have not seen any evidence to back up that claim.
Correspondent Manu Raju, the White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the president is sticking by his claims that President Obama ordered wiretapping at Trump Tower last fall. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price meets this morning with the House Republican caucus as more of the GOP rejects the House health care bill to replace Obamacare.
Both Democrats and Republicans are openly criticizing the Obamacare replacement bill, saying, among other things, it doesn't do enough to cut cost of health care premiums. Mr. Trump's special assistant Andrew Sarabia tells the Larry O'Connor Show.
It's still going through an open-ended process, so it's not the final bill.
And once it goes through the process, Sarabian thinks
it will have the votes. And I think we will have a pretty united conservative movement and Republican Party behind this.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And then there were three GOP hopefuls for Virginia governor. Political newcomer Denver Riggleman has stopped his campaign for Virginia governor because of what he calls resource shortages. We should find out later today if any of the cherry blossoms on the National Mall have survived this week's winter weather.
It's been a tough week for the National Park Service. They've been keeping a watchful eye on the cherry blossoms as the snow and cold came at a point when many of the trees were already in bloom. A couple of days ago, some of those blooms were taken inside and placed inside a hot pot as a test.
The warm air of the buildings essentially fools the blossoms into thinking that, you know, the temperature is warm out.
And Park Service spokesman Michael Litteris says there is some good news.
We expect that there will be a peak bloom period this year. It may just involve fewer trees.
More details are expected this afternoon. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Director and actor Rob Reiner will be in Annapolis at the end of this month for the Annapolis Film Festival featuring Reiner's film LBJ. The film's producers, who are Annapolis natives, will also attend opening night on March 30th. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, college basketball, Maryland men fall in the NCAA first round to Xavier 76-65. Virginia Tech also out. Washington Caps lose in overtime to the Nashville Predators 2-1. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Snow, sleet, ice, freezing temperatures, or all of the above.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for the greater D.C. metro
depend
area.
On the WMAL Storm Center on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great prices.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading out of Georgetown, well, if you're using the Whitehurst Freeway and you normally take that and head over toward K Street when it turns into K Street, right in that area, reports of a crash. And I'm definitely seeing those delays on the increase. Heavy on the inbound Key Bridge as well. Canal Road, heavy with the rush hour just to merge to get toward the university. So this may impact us too with this crash reported on the Whitehurst Freeway. Now, let's get you on to 395. In Landmark, slowing Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, each direction of the freeway heavy to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Initial crash on the Suitland Parkway earlier this morning cleared. Inbound Suitland Parkway at 295. New one just reported inbound after Alabama Avenue. We take it easy there. And for the Beltway, we're under recovery. Long-standing crash has been cleared out of the travel lanes over near FedEx Field. Outer loop at 202 with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get back above 50 degrees now as we head on through today. Clear this morning and a little milder. On the St. Patrick's Day afternoon, we'll see some clouds come in up near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's not 50 yet. It's 32 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A New York City EMT is dead after being hit by a stolen ambulance. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be with us to discuss the growing opioid crisis in his state, and it is growing all over this country. So we are going to talk to him about that. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Join us on the line right now is Ed Henry, Fox News chief national correspondent and author of an upcoming book, 42 Faith, which we will be talking about in the days ahead. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Listen, in Washington right now, it seems to me that there's two tracks going on here. There is what the president said about the previous president wiretapping him when he was at Trump Towers, and that seems to be officially being knocked down in many, many places. And yes, there seems to be a great deal of effort over at the White House press briefing room to sort of get the White House to say the president misspoke. Sure. But it seems to me that there's another story there that's not getting reported as much, which is that everybody who sort of comes on the record about this matter after being briefed by the people who know stuff continue to make the point, and this is not being reported widely, that there was no sign of collusion between the campaign and the Russians, which seems to me to be the bigger story, isn't it?
Well, you're right, and I think the White House has a beef there because the media has made so much of this, you know, speculation, insinuation, allegation, as you suggest, that the Russians hacked the election and that the Russians threw the election for President Trump over Hillary Clinton, when in fact the evidence does not appear to be there. On the other hand, this was a self-inflicted wound by the White House itself, though, right? I mean, if President Trump had not gone out there a couple of Saturdays ago and tweeted up a storm with these other allegations and insinuations, to use the same kind of phrasing, about President Obama, we wouldn't even be talking about this, right? So this was an unforced error by President Trump himself. Now his staff appears to be trying to clean it up, because there doesn't appear to be any evidence, at least not yet, to back him up on the notion that he was wiretapped.
But he sort of doubled down, though.
That up. You're right. The headline should be and would be that the Russians didn't really hack the election.
But he sort of doubled down on that with your Tucker Carlson, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, the president was saying, there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, the former reality show host, I guess, knows a tease better than anyone. But at some point, you know, obviously he's no longer a reality show host. He's the president of the United States. And number one, you have to start backing it up. I mean, we've all been frustrated. I mean, I think switching from reality show to cable TV, I think Rachel Maddow learned the hard way this week about teasing, you know, big scoops and then not really really delivering. As the President of the United States, you've got a whole other threshold to cross in terms of backing up your tweets and your allegations with actual evidence, number one. But number two, I just think also, when you talk about, you said there's all these different tracks going on and whatnot, there's also tracks involving repealing and replacing Obamacare,
right,
cutting taxes, which could obviously be a major boost to the economy. All of that is being lost right now in some ways by the wiretapping stuff that, again, the president himself brought up when instead, you know, when he went to Nashville a couple nights ago, he did a pretty darn good job of talking about the wall, talking about Obamacare, talking about jobs, and lost in all of this is the Business Roundtable, as you know, came out this week with a major report from CEO saying there's incredible optimism in the economy. People want to hire. People want to invest more money in this economy. That's all good for President Trump, but frankly, I believe some of it's being drowned out by himself.
Absolutely. And speaking of the budget includes $1.5 billion for the border wall this year and $2.6 billion in 2018. How does he sell that after telling us that Mexico is going to pay for it?
Yeah, well, I think that the money he's talking about is a down payment. More will be coming down the road. And frankly, I don't think he needs to sell it to the American people. When he was in Nashville, it's pretty clear that his base in particular is fired up about it. And it was a campaign promise. He got elected. And he has some juice to follow through on that. But I think who he does have to sell it to is, you know, there had been all this talk in the transition about how he and Chuck Schumer might actually cut some deals on infrastructure and other things. And I think the president also has to get focused on figuring out how he's going to work with the Congress. And yes, he can go around them on certain things, but he spent an awful lot of time in the first few weeks on executive actions, the kind of actions that Republicans sort of lampooned the Obama administration mm-hmm. for, going around everybody, unilateral and all of that. Okay, so he got some of that out of his system. Now I think that, you know, Brian knows this from covering this for so long. He's got to get in, get his hands dirty, and he's been doing some of this, by the way. I'm not saying he's not doing anything. He's been having lawmakers in both parties over there. Let's figure this out. But they just haven't made a whole lot of progress yet. It's early. We haven't even crossed the first 100 days. But boy, he's got an uphill to climb here on repealing and replacing Obamacare, the tax cuts that I talked about, the infrastructure spending of $1 trillion or more that Democrats say they want, Republicans say they want, going to create a whole bunch of jobs, going to help our airports and our roads. And certainly your listeners know all about that as they drive into work every day. Our roads are crumbling.
Right.
But yet there's a lot of talk in Washington about it. And he's going to have to start making some progress on it.
Yeah, and there's some people who believe that perhaps the House version that is emerging mm-hmm. may not be able to get to the votes that that they
right.
need. I mean, it barely got out of the first committee by a couple, and three key Republicans defected and voted against the measure.
Right.
And what's going to happen here?
Well, I think they're very likely to have to, you know, if not start over from scratch, come up with another version in which they're going to have to at least get some of their fellow conservatives on board. I mean, because, as you know, it's the Freedom Caucus, the sort of base of the Republican Party who have been talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare for 6-odd years or so, who are not happy with this version. Look, at the end of the day, again, great negotiator that President Trump's supposed to be, not everybody's going to be happy. I mean, you're going to have to make concessions. But it seems to me that before this thing even got off the ground, you had the base of the Republican Party, the Heritage Foundation, all these groups coming out, not the Democrats. I mean, what the Democrats were saying about the health bill didn't matter much.
Yeah.
It's that President Trump's fellow Republicans, he got no momentum behind it. But there's time. You know, this is not a disaster. He can fix it. But I think they're going to have to come up with a new version, get some momentum behind it, and just get the ball rolling on these issues with Congress. Because, again, there's only so much you can do with executive action. You've really got to get moving on this stuff. The Republicans should have the stars aligned for them. They didn't just win the White House. But when you talk about, hey, they could barely get the votes in a House committee, remember, as you know, the Republicans control the House chamber. And when you control the House, the Senate's a whole other ballgame. But the House, you're supposed to be able to ram things through.
Yeah.
They're struggling to even do that.
Yeah, and he is known for the art of the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would
exactly.
love to see President Trump bring John McCain and Rand Paul together for some bowling and pizza. And actually get them on the same page. Is it even possible for Donald Trump, the art of the deal, to be able to do that?
It's a good question because I think President Obama found this, and he would be lampooned for, you know, not bringing all these different people together. And as you know, things are polarized right now. It's hard to bring folks together. And you mentioned some Republicans were not on the same page. You haven't even gotten to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who you know, don't agree with anything the president says.
But he's got to get the Republicans together first, I would think.
Exactly.
Let's do that.
He's had them over to the White House. He's doing the pizza and bowling, as you say. Some of that becomes comical after a while of all these guys coming. But at the end of the day, yes, I think he can. He, you're right. The art of the deal, that's what he's supposed to be able to deliver on. And I think that between Obamacare and the tax cuts and the tax broader tax reform that I've mentioned a couple of times, these are the bread and butter issues that got him elected. It's, beyond just Obamacare, reviving the economy, reforming taxes, the kind of thing that,
right,
you know, workers in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, the states that he carried, that's what they want him talking about, and that's what they want him delivering on. He's got to get to that soon.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Ed Henry with the Fox News Channel. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Great talking to you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you.
You too.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we've been busy early this morning about recovery now with the earlier crash, D.C. 295 southbound. I know it seems like every morning. This time, the crash had been down past East Capitol Street, out of the travel lanes now, according to DDOT. Out of Riverdale Chevrolet, major delays on 50 in the BW Parkway. Northbound side of 295, completely separate accident as you approach East Capitol Street. Freeway slows in each direction. Inbound Suitland Parkway, incident after Alabama Avenue. Getting through Georgetown, Whitehurst Freeway, we really start to see this delay almost back to Canal Road now. So Whitehurst Freeway, and as you come off of the Key Bridge, everyone's slow to merge onto the crash right before you merge to make Whitehurst Freeway to K Street. So in that vicinity, we're bunching up because of the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for, you know, sunny today, at least initially, but becoming cloudy in the afternoon. The high will be around 51. Tonight, a chance of showers, a 40% chance, a low of 39. Tomorrow, there may be a shower or two passing through, but it's not a horrible day, 54 degrees. And then we will see on Sunday temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Hey, a couple of things here from the storm we had earlier this week. It really, in the grand scheme of things, was not a horrible storm, but it was a different storm in that it had a lot of ice in it. And that ice caused some real problems because a lot of people got on the Beltway, for example, and started driving to work with ice still on their vehicle. And when it flew off, the ice had the potential to do some really extensive damage to the cars behind it. They always tell you, clean off your car. You know, and one thing, it's about visibility when it's soft, white, fluffy snow and you're sending a big, you know, blast of white snow everywhere. In the case of ice, it's a projectile that can literally, and it did in many cases, go right through your windshield. So they had a couple of cases where people had their windshield shattered because the ice flew off on the car or the truck in front of them. And one woman who says, it nailed me on the right side of the windshield. It went off like a cannon. I felt glass shards hit me in the face.
Wow.
Thankfully, I did not get any glass in the eye. And the state police is saying, look, you have an obligation to clean off your car. And you have an obligation to make sure that you're driving safely. You can't do that to other people, and they will fine you nowadays. They're going to really step up the enforcement of that.
But how do they, I guess they pull the car over if it still has snow on the roof of it?
If they see you going down the road and you've still got ice and snow in your car and you haven't cleaned your car, they will pull you over now and give you a ticket.
But if the ice is already blown off your car and smashed into someone's windshield, that's the problem,
Who did it, right?
Right, you don't know who did it and you're left holding the bag, which I'm sure your insurance company loves, but people can be really hurt by this.
Let's just do the right thing. Make sure you clean off your car before you get out there on the highway. Don't be that guy. And speaking of things that are sort of bad etiquette when it comes to driving, we have to point out this story about Jack Evans, D.C. council member. This is brought to our attention by the folks over at Channel 9. Some guy caught a picture, you know, social media. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. Got a picture of Jack Evans parking his Chrysler Sebring right in the middle of a crosswalk. actually blocking off the little, you know, ADA ramp that they have there, mm-hmm. And making it difficult for people to use that ramp. And he gets to do this because he's got that license plate tag that says he's a member of the D.C. Council, and he gets to park his car any damn well place he wants to park it.
Right.
And he, nobody, that's been pointed out to him, they tried to get a comment from him over at Channel 9, they couldn't get one. Not the first time that Councilman Evans has been sort of brought to the attention of the local people here about parking his car badly. And so one of the things that drives me crazy about this is that members of the council get these license plates that are supposed to, they're given to them under the ruse of saying, we're doing official business for the city, and therefore we don't have a lot of time to go and look for parking places. We need to park wherever we can park, and we get a pass because we have these license plates. And it irritates me because they don't have to live under the same rules that we live in. They don't know how difficult it is to operate in this city and find a place to park. They have their special little license plates. They don't know the pain that they're inflicting upon the rest of us with their policies about parking and parking enforcement and taking away parking slots to build bike lanes and all this other stuff that happens. They don't have to live with it. And I think it's time to take those away.
Well, and Tim tweeted us and said what everyone should do is start taking pictures of these cars and send them to the good mayor and ask her what she's going to do about this.
Yeah.
What is she going to do? It has to come from the people. It has to come from us. And you have to start getting on them and start sending these pictures to City Hall and say, what are you going to do about this? Mm-hmm. This person's breaking the law. Do these tags give you the right to break the law? I think that's the question that needs to be asked.
Well, I think they do. And because I will bet you a $10 bet, just for good measure here, that if a member of the council drives through a speed camera and the camera takes a picture of the license plate, and when they go back and re-examine that picture, they find, oh, well, that's a D.C. council member. I'm betting no ticket is issued.
And that's what the people, we have to start holding their feet to the fire, because they're not going to hold their own feet to the fire. They're going to keep getting away with it because it's a wonderful perk. The people have to start questioning and say, this is unacceptable to us.
And the people who make policy that impacts the rest of us have to live by the same rules, I think, that we live. They need to know how painful. I heard a statistic years ago that about 50% of the traffic in D.C., downtown D.C., is people circling looking for a place to park. Well, you know, understand what it is for the rest of us, members of the council. 822.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Frederick. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit plus tag, tag and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dynavite for dessert.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
On Dynavite, she's Little Miss Hollywood.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. or call 888-400-0435.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Nah, you just need a vacation. And thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach, one way for as low as $78. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 3/29/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
8:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, you're good on 270 once you get through the volume Urbana and 109, then a pleasant ride. If you're continuing into Virginia, not so bad across the Legion Bridge toward Tyson's. If you're going into Maryland, though, interloop into Bethesda and past Connecticut Avenue still with a stop and go. Topside, you're below speed through the stretch coming out of College Park to George Avenue. Tough spot this morning has been outer loop at 202. You had it early. Earlier crash involved six cars. It took a long time to clear, finally out of the travel lanes, but now it's about recovering in each direction. Interloop, you could see it. We had rubbernecking delays in the crash in the backups. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and save up to $4,400 on a new home comfort system. It'll save you up to 50% on energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Started this St. Patrick's Day about half a dozen degrees milder than yesterday morning, and milder weather will return this afternoon. Mid to late afternoon, some clouds come in. Otherwise, sunny today, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees. It is now 8:26.
What's my name?
That is the rapper Snoop Dogg, and I'm sure you all know that. You can enjoy the music a little bit here. Well, you know, Snoop Dogg did that video that we talked about, pointing the gun at a clown dressed, a fake gun, at a Trump character dressed as a clown. And in response to that, the president tweeted out, "Can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time." All right. So then Bow Wow, who is another rapper, and, you know, Bow Wow, of course, he's named Bow Wow because he is Snoop Dogg's nephew. Mm. So I guess they have a theme, like the Duggars. There's a theme in the family. And he gets on Twitter and he says, now, I can't read most of this on the air, and I'm not quite sure if I'm pronouncing the words properly. So here we go. Io Donald Trump, shut your punk blank up talking blank about my Uncle Snoop Dogg before we pimp your wife and make her work for us.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, that has been deleted. But, man, what is up with the violence from the left? It's unbelievable. But he has since deleted that. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder, because they probably got a call from the Secret Service.
You can't run around threatening to pimp out the First Lady. No. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Way beyond the
bail. The act of pimping and all.
It's 8:28.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Sticker number 61961 with approved credit plus tax, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Don't go anywhere. In just a few moments, we're scheduled to talk to the governor of the great state of Maryland, Larry Hogan. It's all straight ahead right here, 8:30 in the nation's capital, and time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. At this hour, crews are still searching for the owner of a Rockville home that was reduced to a pile of bricks after an explosion and fire overnight on Ashley Drive.
The good thing is there were no neighbors that were injured. The main focus right now is the location of the residence. The status is unknown and that person is unaccounted for.
A dozen nearby homes were damaged in the blast and fire, says Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue. Environmental groups warning President Trump's proposed budget would completely eliminate federal money for the Chesapeake Bay program and threaten decades of progress in cleaning up the nation's largest estuary. The Marine Corps launching a new ad campaign aimed at millennials, portraying Marines not only as strong warriors but also as good citizens. The campaign comes amid an investigation into nude photos of female Marines posted without their consent on a private Facebook page. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,935, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, NCAA first round, Maryland falls to Xavier, 76-65. Caps overtime loss 2-1 in Nashville. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Before you shop for replacement windows, ask yourself, do I want to buy my windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, or a contractor? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you buy your windows from any of those options, then you're buying from a middleman. Building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. Buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating that manufactures and installs safer, stronger windows made in their local factory. Each window is custom-made just for your home and our local climate. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, and save you money on your utility bills. Today, Thompson Creek has a special offer. Buy three windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in DC, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard? Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading toward Tyson's Corner, if you're coming out of Falls Church, you normally use Route 7. You have a backup here, at least before Marshall High School, to get beyond the Beltway to the crash on outbound 7 beyond the Beltway. Now, let's get you around the Beltway. Through Annandale, a little bit of volume at 66 at the Legion Bridge. Not so bad, Virginia. Maryland, we've been busy, though. Interloop jammed in through Bethesda to get you past Connecticut Avenue. Topside still below speed. Outer loop at 202, that crash gone. One of our latest troubles in Maryland will be on Greenbelt Road, 193, heading westbound over toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with the crash. Still quite slow on the Whitehurst Freeway to try to get you past in where it merges on from 27th Street and K Street due to the earlier incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're starting off about 6 degrees milder than yesterday morning, and we'll wrap it up milder this afternoon. 51, becoming cloudy mid to late afternoon, and then by this evening, maybe a few showers, then overcast overnight, 39, and some showers later tomorrow afternoon, 54. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 19 degrees in Haymarket, but sunny, sunshine in Frederick, 20 degrees, 32 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 8:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And joining us on the line right now, we're always pleased to have the governor of the great state of Maryland, Larry Hogan. Good morning to you, Mr. Governor.
Good morning, Brian, and thanks for having me. I love the theme music.
Listen, I want to start off by talking about a bill that has passed the Senate and has passed the House, but there's still some reconciliation to go. It has to do with sick leave in the state of Maryland. You have said that you don't like the measure that passed in the Senate, and you're hoping that perhaps you can get them to change the bill. But if that the measure that passed in the Senate prevails, it's a measure that would have enough votes to override your veto. Where are we on this?
Well, we're hoping that we can still come up with a common sense bipartisan solution, one that doesn't kill businesses and cost us more jobs. And that's basically the House and the Senate version both do that. We proposed a compromise that would provide tax credits for small businesses in order to help them pay for insurance if they are sick leave if they gave it to their employees. But this proposal just forces and mandates huge costs onto small businesses that really can't afford it. And it sounds good when you say we're going to provide sick leave, and a lot of people seem to like that, but it doesn't sound good when you look at the details and you see we're going to lose hundreds of businesses and thousands of jobs.
Well, it goes along the lines with everyone loves raising minimum wage to $15. Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Woohoo! I'm going to get mine. But you have to look at other states that have done this and other cities that have done this. And I think we have enough examples of other areas where that have enacted laws like this and the effects that it has had on those communities. Well, has any of that been taken into consideration?
Well, it certainly has by us. But you know, we're trying to make the point with a legislature that's made up of two-thirds majorities in both houses that are very liberal Democrats and come from a different perspective and don't appreciate the impact sometimes of their actions on the economy and on businesses and jobs. But you know, it's also, you know, before I became governor, there were 43 consecutive tax hikes for $10 billion that cost us 8,000 businesses and 100,000 jobs, and it's one of the reasons why I'm here. We've turned around a lot of that, and we now have created 90,000 jobs, or the private sector has, with our help, and we have one of the best job growth activities in the country. And this kind of action can tend to sort of set us back and provide a roadblock to our continued progress.
I see that you're upset that there's going to have been a $2.4 million cut to the state police budget.
Well, so in a time when we have, you know, serious violence problems in parts of our state and we have an out-of-control heroin epidemic that we're trying to battle from our direction, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The House proposed cutting 50 state troopers, eliminating an entire trooper class, and cutting $2 million out of their budget. And we're going to fight that, and I believe we'll be successful in stopping it. But it just shows the short-sightedness of some of the folks in the legislature.
I know the opioid problem is very, it's a pet project of yours in a way. You're very invested in this. So I just want to ask you, just a statistic here, that U.S. citizens are consuming more than 99% of the world supply of hydrocodone.
Wow.
And figures show that over 33,000 Americans died of an opioid overdose in 2015. That's the last year that the figures were available. You're close to this. I don't understand. I can't understand why so many people are turning to drugs. Is life so horrible in this country? What is it?
Yeah, well, it really is. It's hard to put your finger on it, but there's many different causes, I think, and hopefully many different solutions, but it's not going to be easy. A lot of this starts out very harmlessly with, you know, people just receiving prescriptions for opioids, and they go to the dentist to get their teeth pulled or they have a minor surgery, and they start taking those drugs, and somehow they become addicted to the opioids, and heroin becomes an alternative that's more readily available and cheaper. And it's hard to imagine that many people, but in the United States last year, you know, I think heroin and opioid abuse tripled. And in our state, we're having people die every single day, as they are across the country. So we're just trying to attack it from the education standpoint, from the treatment standpoint, and from the interdiction and crime fighting standpoint. But it's a huge problem in every part of the country.
I wonder if I could ask you to play a lightning round with me, because there's like five or six more topics I want to get to.
Okay,
We need music.
So let me throw out quick topics and get quick comments on you on each of these things, if I could. Redistricting in Maryland.
It needs to happen. We've got the worst gerrymandered districts in the country, and we've pushed a nonpartisan bill that we're hoping to get done.
Fracking in Western Maryland.
Fracking has never taken place in Maryland. We don't do fracking. We have a moratorium in place currently, and we have the toughest regulations in the country, so we don't really need another ban on top of that.
One that we talked to the Attorney General of Maryland about earlier this week, enhanced powers for the Attorney General and enhanced budget to take lawsuits against the federal government.
It's absurd. It's the first time we've changed the powers of the Attorney General since 1864 during the Civil War. He now has wide-ranging powers. It's almost like a fourth branch of government with no checks and balances, and he's wasting taxpayers' money.
Ethics reform.
Ethics reform is something we're really pushing for. We've had, I think, four indictments already. We have a culture of corruption that's growing in Annapolis, and we need to clean up the mess here. We're making progress, and while my total bill won't pass, we are going to get ethics reform this year.
And what about redistricting?
Redistricting is critically important. A nonpartisan way to draw the districts is what we need, because our districts, over four decades of partisan manipulation, you know, we've got seven out of our eight congressmen are Democrats, in spite of the fact that the state is less than 2-1 Democrat. So it's drawing free and fair, having free and fair elections, and drawing districts that make sense and letting people pick their representatives instead of the other way around is critically important. And it's something almost everybody in Maryland agrees with.
But how? I don't see how you solve that problem. What you think is nonpartisan and fair, someone else isn't going to think is nonpartisan and fair.
Well, ours would take it out of the hands of the politicians and take the politics out of it and have a nonpartisan, independent redistricting commission draw the districts that hopefully would be more contiguous and more balanced.
Mm-hmm. And also, President Trump has put out his budget, and some people say the budget might not be good for the Chesapeake Bay. Any thoughts, any concerns?
Well, you know, we'll wait and see what actually happens. As you know, in Maryland, I get to set the budget, and in the federal government, Congress does the budget. So these are just simply recommendations by the president. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been enacted yet, and we've put $3 billion in Chesapeake Bay funding over the past a little over 2 years. So, you know, we'll fight for whatever we can get from the federal government, but we'll just wait and see what really happens.
And how will Governor Hogan celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Well, Brian, I imagine like many Irishmen or people that are Irish for the day, there's quite a few Irish pubs in Annapolis, mm-hmm. and I might go out and have a Guinness or a Jameson or two.
Or green, you know, it's traditional to drink the green beer.
I'll drink the green beer. I got the green tie with the shamrocks. We're going all out.
And do you know you can enter a contest to win an overnight stay at the Guinness brewery complex castle type thing that they have in Ireland.
Well, let me just tell you this. We have one coming to Maryland, and that's one of the bills for the legislature. They're going to have a Guinness factory at just like the one in Dublin, and we're going to do tours. And I've been to the one in Dublin and had the beer right out of the assembly line, which was delicious.
And I'm pretty sure they will not allow you to swim in the Guinness, though.
No, that's why I don't want to do that.
All right. Well, listen, Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Ryan, Mary, thank you.
Hey, have a great day.
It is 844 on WMAL.
For a move befitting a president, call my friend Eric Stewart to help you buy or sell your home in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. With over 135 homes sold in 2016, Eric has the breadth of knowledge and experience you need to get the right price for you. Call Eric at 800-900-9104 or download the free market ready guide at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com or call.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit wintertroxell.com.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, we're trying to recover on the outer loop at 202. Longstanding crash cleared out of the travel lanes, but still slow each direction on the inner loop side and into New Carrollton. Had an accident reported. Also on 193, that's extremely slow. 193 Greenbelt Road as you head westbound to join onto the southbound BW Parkway. All right, let's go topside through Silver Spring, Inner Loop, through Bethesda, both below speed there. We'll take you into town, Michigan Avenue. Normally don't talk about any delays here heading over toward Catholic University, but we have a crash, and as a result, delays. Inbound on Michigan Avenue, right as you come up toward 10th Street after Perry Street, if you're familiar with that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of sunshine. Nice Friday morning commute. In about town, the sunshine will dominate. Eventually, we'll get to 51 later today, but more clouds for the afternoon commute. And then by this evening, if you're heading out for St. Paddy's Day, some showers. Cloudy then overnight, 39. On Saturday, late day rain showers, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees at 8:47.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Oh, it is that time of year. It is time for the big tournament, and I find people love it. They have their brackets. They have the whole, I don't have a bracket, but I love it. Or they're just like, whatever. What is basketball? They don't care. Well, apparently a lot of people in the Pentagon love it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
The Defense Department, the DOT, sent out a notice to its workforce on Wednesday telling employees not to stream March Madness games on the Pentagon computers because they said the network could be overwhelmed.
Well, you know, streaming video takes up a lot of data. And if everybody in the Pentagon is watching March Madness on their computer, then the whole thing, well, national security could be impacted, one could imagine.
But what I find also amazing is that, are any of us surprised that government workers are spending the day watching basketball games and filling out their brackets? It's not a surprise at all. But I think it happens at a lot of businesses around the country. A lot of people are into this. Mm-hmm. The joint service provider, which handles the IT services for the Pentagon, wrote to workers in an unclassified email that was obtained by CBS News and said, March Madness is officially upon us. Your JSP support team acknowledges and appreciates that college basketball fans within the DOD are excited to cheer on their favorite teams, update brackets, and otherwise obsess over the big dance. But they reminded employees that we are sharing a single network and not visiting non-mission essential websites degrades network performance for everyone.
There you go. So, also, no porn, please.
Yeah, well, that isn't that a given? They're allowed to watch porn, right?
No.
I don't know. Okay.
They do, apparently.
All right, so some updates on some local teams. UVA over UNCW, which is University of North Carolina, Wilmington, by 5. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. WVA, up by 6 over Bucknell. Congratulations. Maryland lost by 10 to Xavier.
That was a
Big East team, though, so I got to say.
That was sad for local.
Yeah, that was an upset. That was absolutely, but there's always upsets in this round, the 12-5 matchup.
Number 6 defeated by number 11,
Yeah, Mount St. Mary's lost by 10 to Villanova. Sorry. And VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, lost by 8 to SMC. So, so some wins, some losses, some surprises, some sadness. So, so we've got all that. Now, so there's your update there. Also, very quickly, a Maryland team locally here was benched. Also, a basketball player in Montgomery County. She played all season wearing her hijab, but she was benched by a referee at a regional final.
Are you kidding me?
Because there is a rule restricting what headgear players can wear during a game. So I feel badly for her. She's 16 years old. It's a regional final, and she had to sit on the bench, and her team lost. She said her coach pulled her aside, and she said that she was sorry that I couldn't play, but there was a state ruling saying that I have to have a letter to play with my hijab on.
I think that's sad, quite frankly.
It is sad, but you know what? I bet you there are rules that say you can't wear a necklace, and so the Catholic girls can't wear their cross.
I still think that the common sense should have prevailed in this particular case.
I can see it, but I also can see where the referee says, wait a minute, can the other team contest this game then if I don't enforce this rule?
Mm.
So you could be opening up a bigger can of worms.
Can open and, worms everywhere.
And more problems. And very quickly, the U.S. women's hockey team, which are the reigning champs, defending champs, are now boycotting the World Championships. They're not going to play because they say we don't get paid enough. And most of us have second and third jobs, and the men get to play in the NHL to earn money, and we don't have that. So they got to pay us more, or we're not playing. And so they're not playing. So we'll see what happens there.
See if that holds up.
Yeah, well, the organization now says that they're going to interview each girl individually to see if they can change their mind, and if not, they are going to get replacement players. And see if they can make it work with replacement players. So it's sad. They actually have won more than the men's team too. They've won more Olympic titles, more world championships. So
women who play hockey love it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So funny.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
About 250,000 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Some will fare better than others, and here's one reason why. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Women diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer who are more social fare better than women who are more isolated. According to this new study out of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, women with more social ties were 43% less likely to see their breast cancer return and 64% less likely to die from breast cancer. Beyond moral support, friends and family can provide practical help, such as picking up prescriptions, cooking meals, providing transportation to doctor's appointments, said one expert at Johns Hopkins. Another expert at Georgetown said a woman's partner may also encourage her to see a doctor sooner if she has symptoms, as well as to eat right, exercise, and take her meds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321321.
Live Casino and Hotel's favorite jackpot just got even better with Giant Jackpot Celebration. When the jackpot hits, everyone wins. Play with your live rewards card at any eligible slot machine. And when the jackpot hits, you can win $25 free slot play. So come in and get lucky at Live. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure that your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help you plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Several late rush hour tough spots. Let's begin. Tyson's on Route 7 westbound now jammed as you come out of Falls Church to get beyond the Beltway for the crash. So this means if you're passing Marshall High School, that's where we're seeing those major slowdowns there. Also into town. We'll go to the college now. Catholic University coming inbound on Michigan Avenue right as you come up toward 10th Street. That's where we have a crash. So getting down toward the University, Michigan Avenue, you need extra time. Second crash of the morning, DC 295 southbound had been down near Benning Road. Northbound, they were still taking care of a northbound 295 crash near Pennsylvania Avenue and Beltway through Greenbelt and heading over toward 50 and 202 still slows each direction. We've had a number of problems there. Update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Started this St. Patrick's Day about half a dozen degrees milder than yesterday morning, and milder weather will return this afternoon. Mid to late afternoon, some clouds come in. Otherwise, sunny today, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 8:56.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt keeps you from experiencing confusion or loss of cognition.
That is actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Brett Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Brett gives you their exclusive Ted Brett for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Brett. Arrive in style. An American-made luxury. TedBridLincoln of Chantilly.com.
Replacement windows your way, in every way, with TheWindowMan.com. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout March, you choose. Buy two, get one half off, payments from $99, or no money down or due until September. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
The Window Man. See us for financing, payment, and buy two, get one half off details.
Well, listen, coming up on Monday, Joe DeGeneva will join us. It's the first day of spring, and we'll preview the Gorsuch confirmation hearings. Joe DeGeneva, as I said, will help us do that. Mary, have yourself a great weekend and a great St. Patty's Day.
Well, thank you so much, Brian O'Wilson.
And joining us now, Dan Mandis in for Chris Plant today. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Sean Spicer and the mainstream media, an epic battle yesterday in the White House press briefing. I've got audio and...